ਰੱਖ ਲੈ ਪੱਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਖੜਾ ਲੁਕਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈ
So you better climb off the rope before I put you all in danger.
ਨੀਮੀਆ ਤੂੰ ਕੁਝ ਚੀਰ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈ ਪੱਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈ ਪੱਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਖੜਾ ਲੁਕਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈ
So you better climb off the rope before I put you all in danger.
ਨੀਮੀਆ ਤੂੰ ਕੁਝ ਚੀਰ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈ ਪੱਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ
Leave India on Monday. Arrive in Australia on Tuesday. Drive an Uber on Wednesday. Get heavy rigid license on Thursday. Into a big semi today. Next week I will be driving big B-doubles. So you better climb off the road before I put you all in danger.
Now you tell her I'm too busy to speak at this DVD rally. I've got Prime Minister stuff to do. Hey, Albo. Oh, hey, everyone. What's going on? You're waiting to see Andrew Giles as well. Why don't you take a seat? What's this all about? So, Albo, we're all here today because we're a little concerned about your addiction. My addiction? To what? Immigration. Hang on, is this an intervention? Katie, do you want me to talk or not? I'm the Prime Minister.
Albo, the number of immigrants you're letting into the country is completely unsustainable.
Patty, what's gotten into you? You sound like Miss Senator Hanson. You guys have been listening to Miss Senator Hanson. She's far right.
Nope, turns out she's just right so far. You should give her a chance and actually listen to her.
Penny's right. And you know, the majority of Australians actually agree with Miss Senator Hanson on this too, mate. Oh, shut up, Jim. Look, Albo, I'm the biggest lefty here. I think everyone can agree with that. But 2,000 immigrants a day is just completely irresponsible. It's a Port Fairy every day.
It's a Mudgee every week.
It's an Alice Springs every fortnight.
Oh, come on, guys. It's not that big a deal. All the cool countries are doing it.
We don't care about your globalist mates. Stop putting the interests of foreigners ahead of Australians.
Oh, come on. It's just a little stimulation to the economy. Look at our GDP.
It's a temporary high, Albo. It's not even real. And it's going to cause a massive crash. Even I can see that coming. And I don't know the first thing about economics.
It's so obvious. We can see the lines, Albo. At Centrelink, rental inspections, hospitals, the traffic.
You need help. You need to get it under control. Here.
Net zero? This is clearly a scam.
No, mate, this one isn't. This is good.
No, I want my precious immigrants. Just let me have them. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I can quit any time I want. Yeah, so maybe I've let things get a little out of hand. And at first it was small bumps, but before I knew it, I was full on injecting Australia with thousands of immigrants a day. I'm sorry, everyone.
It's okay, Albo. We all make mistakes. We are the Labour Party after all.
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right, Jim. I'm going to quit cold turkey. And I'm going to commit to this net zero immigration policy. I'm going to do it for the good of the country. Even if it does mean we'll lose the next election.
Wait. Lose the next election?
Oh, yeah. If we don't artificially stimulate the economy with immigration, we'll go into a recession. We're already in a per capita recession right now anyway. Poor Jim's going to be called the treasurer that caused it.
Well, maybe we just say it's the recession we needed to have.
Yeah, that didn't work for Paul Keating when he said it, but yeah, sure, why not? And maybe they won't even care on account of just constantly calling us racist.
They won't do that. Surely it's possible to have a nuanced conversation about immigration without resorting to...
Oh, no, Adam, my dear. They'll be constantly calling us racist. But that's okay. We'll survive. Hopefully. Sure, we'll lose our high-paying jobs, but we'll get new ones eventually. We can always do Uber Eats in the meantime. And when we do get a job, we'll be living the high life. Obviously not in a house that we own or rent, but in a tent, if we can afford one. But even though we'll have nothing... At least we'll be happy, because I did the right thing and quit my ridiculous addiction to immigration.
Oh, well, maybe we should just let him have a few immigrants come in.
Yeah, a sustainable amount, like half a Ballarat a month.
Yeah, not much. A Canberra every 6 months or something. Yeah, just a Gold Coast a year, like what he's already been doing. Why change it up now?
Oh, okay. As long as you guys are cool with that, let's go get Jolsey to hook us up.
Yeah!
And then I'm off to do some very important Prime Minister stuff.
We got this report as well from about Albo who has destroyed Australia.
Rental inspection right now. You can expect to see a crowd of tens, twenties or even hundreds of people.
So, how hard is it to rent in Australia right now? New research from PropTrack has revealed a household earning the median income of $110,000 a year can afford to rent just 39% of the properties listed across the whole country. If you live in New South Wales or Queensland, that number falls to just 28%. And if you earn $49,000 a year, that basically means you can't rent anything. Since the start of the pandemic, national asking rents have increased by 38%, while median incomes have only gone up by 19%. Vacancy rates are at record lows, with only about 1% of all rental properties available. And it's only getting worse, meaning we're facing a full-blown rental crisis. In Sydney, you're lucky to get a two-bedder for less than $1,000 a week. Very lucky if you ask the 100 people who queued up to inspect this place in Surry Hills, advertised at $975 per week. Pre-pandemic, that same property would be less than $700. So what's the solution? We need more property. Unfortunately, we're not building enough to keep pace with current demand, without accounting for the huge migration increase in recent years. So things are going to get worse before they get better.
So pushing back against a controversial council crackdown on what they can keep on their own properties. It will now cost hundreds of dollars for permits to store caravans, trucks and recreational vehicles.
It has been said about the great Australian dream.
A man's home is his castle.
But that is under threat for residents in the city of Casey, where the vibe is controversial after council introduced new permits restricting what ratepayers can do on their own land.
Well, I think it's ridiculous.
That's not how Australians work.
Charging them up to $473 for the privilege.
Well, I've got a boat. I'm not going for a permit.
Ratepayers will need a permit to use recreational vehicles such as motorised scooters and go-karts on their properties, store shipping containers, long or heavy trucks, or more than two unregistered cars. Residents will also need to pay to use caravans and tents for more than 2 weeks.
Oh, Steve, could you move the Chimera? I need to get the Tirana out so I can get to the Commodore.
I have to get the keys to the Cortina. I'm going to move that Chimera.
Yeah, watch the boat, mate.
It shouldn't be this way. It should be for the people.
The council that's already making $31 million a year on fees and fines has been run by a bunch of bureaucrats.
More than 13,000 residents have now signed a petition against the new laws, describing council's actions as dystopian and in breach of their rights as property owners.
Immigration Minister Tony Burke admitted that after 2.5 years of this government and after bringing in more than a million immigrants, we still weren't bringing in the right ones with the skills that we actually need.
We haven't been able to get the number of people who industry want to be able to get at the moment. That's true.
And same day, even worse news. With all these immigrants still pouring in, about up to 500,000 in the past financial year, naturally we have a housing crisis. Not enough houses. And today we hear, at the very same time, we've had record numbers of immigrants coming in just when we've had a record low number of housing approvals over a year, a record low for the past decade or more. More immigrants, less houses. How does that work? Just 159,000 homes. When the Albanese government says we need 240,000, and every year for 5 years, where are all these immigrants going to live? Daniel, does it strike you as insane to import 500,000 people a year on top of natural population growth when we have just 159,000 homes being built to house all these extra people?
Yeah, insane is one word for it, Andrew. That's for sure. I mean, this is an economic and social disaster. We've got a record intake of migrants, 1.15 million on a net basis over the last 2 years. As you mentioned, the housing commencements are at a 12-year low. I wonder whether anybody in the Albanese cabinet is talking to each other. Doesn't the migration minister actually talk to the housing minister and say, we've got, you know, this many migrants coming in, so we need this many houses being built? I don't understand how this can happen. We know that Australians are getting poorer, Andrew. We have, you know, big business, the universities, the political elite who keep telling us migration is good for Australia. Well, if it's so good, then how come Australians are getting poorer? We've had six consecutive quarters of negative per capita economic growth, which is the lowest. It's the worst living standards record since the early 1970s. And then, of course, we've got the massive breakdown of social cohesion, where, unfortunately, many migrants simply are not being acculturated with Australian values. Now, many do the right thing, absolutely many do the right thing, but we're seeing signs of a deeply, deeply divided society, Andrew.
You said, is the immigration minister talking to the housing minister? In fact, the minister who used to oversee the immigration portfolio, Claire O'Neill, was shifted to housing. So how she doesn't figure out, wait a minute, I'm actually causing the problems I'm trying to fix. I don't know.